Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir should be a specialist for our Maronim Rosh Yichud, Yischus Chayich HaVifig, Maslich HaVis Basio, and Chana Liba Bas Nechagittel, and Dina Basheba Bas Nechagittel. Bracha Vatzlacha B'chom HaSei Yedeyim. And for Dina Bracha Bas Esther Hadassah, for Shem Shal Shechol Yisrael, we continue our series of Shi'urim with Maral, Sefer Gvurot Hashem. אנחנו עכשיו עומדים בפרק חבדלת והזכיר. והזכיר בארץ שלושה דברים, so we have in Shmois Gimel Ches, three things, Eretz, Toivo, Rechava, Eretz, Savas, Chalav, Udvash, a good and expansive land, a land that is flowing with, as is well known, milk and honey. Connect them Tikkun Razal, Eretz Chemda Tovah Rochava. And connected this pasuk, Chazal were metaken, that we say in benching, Eretz Chemda, that's Rochava, that's Zavaz Chalav Udvash, Toiva, Tova, and Rochava, Rochava. So it's interesting that Eretz Chemda is connected to Zavas Chalav Udvash. In the elsewhere, the Maral writes, "Perush Chemda sheperoseh muta'amim le'echo." What does Chemda mean? Good fruits, and a person is toiv lahem. Connected to Zachar Ba'achroina is the Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash. Shadvash v'chalav im muta'amim la'adam b'yais. A person likes dvash and chalav, dvash v'chalav tachas l'shoinech. So that's what it means. Chemda. Chemda is delicious food, delicious fruits. Tova shaperes besecha mavriyim u'machzikim ha'adam. Tova is that the fruits strengthen a person. They're healthy, helpful. It's actually the right way of saying it. So some fruits are delicious, but not some foods are delicious and not healthy. Some foods are healthy, not delicious. But Eretz Yisrael has both. The fruits are healthy and delicious. So that's the chemda is delicious, and the tova that it's good for you, and then rechava. Kimashma, that if you're, it's expansive, because if you're sitting in a narrow place, if you're sitting in a narrow place, it's not kishmak. So therefore, it's you're giving an expansive place to sit. And just according to this, a little shver, if it's true what the Maral is saying, that Eretz Chemda Tov Rochava is connected to Pasuk, Eretz Tov Rochava, Eretz Avas Chalav Udvash, so why is it out of order? Because first it says Eretz Chemda, and that's connected to Zavatz Chav Vash, is the end of the Pasuk, and then Tov Rochav. Okay. Yesh Meforshim Ha'avos Heim Shloisha. There are three types of loves. And what are they? Avas Ha'orev, Avas Ha'moyil, Ve'avas Ha'toiv. So in the Sefer Ikrim, Chelekim Operek Lamed Hei, Abravnel Vav Hei, in the name of Aristotle, in his Sefer Amidos. So too in the Gra and the Arachayim, the Gra's in Shir Shirim, the Arachayim in Dvarim, Malvim and Shoftim. And then the Rambam in his Perush Hanava says, Matov Mamar Aristotelis, Ha'ovim Gimel Minim Avas Ha'toelis Ha'ov Menucha V'ov Maila. Chaynoga Binyan Zeb Amar Nevuchim. So you have the benefit, the Menucha, the rest, which is Arev, which is sweet, and then there's Maila, that it's good. So he explains, Avas Ha'arev V'adavar Sha'arev Lo. What is Avas Ha'arev? Avas Ha'arev is like you like something that's sweet for you. That's Avas Ha'arev. Avas Ha'mayil K'mo Oysher. It's beneficial to you. Arev, it's what's sweet to you, it's enjoyable, and it's beneficial to you. That's Avas Ha'mayil. And then Avas Ha'tov is who davar Ha'tov Ba'atzma. That's the good thing itself. If it's good, if it's defined as good. Nothing to do with whether or not you benefit from it. You just love it because it's good. And therefore it says in the Pasuk, Eretz Chemda is Kenegat Ha'orev. It's sweet, that's the Chemda. Like it says in the Pasuk, B'tzilo Chamadeti, v'yashavti ufir yoy masoik l'chiki. We have the chemda in this pasuk, and we talk about mesikus, sweetness. So eretz chemda is keneged ha'orev, what's sweet, what's zis. Eretz toiva is neged atov. Rechava is like it says, eretz rachavas yadayim. In other words, it's expansive, so it's good to be koine kinyanim. It's a good place to buy. Location. Location, location. So that's avos, that's the three avos, and that's all included in eretz toiva, chemda toiva, rechava. It's sweet, it's good, and it is very beneficial. V'yireh. Now he's going to explain other ways of the Eretz Chemda Tova Rochava. So now we said it's Arev Tov and Moel. Now we're going to explain that it's Tova L'Marev HaChomer, Tova L'Alam Hazav HaTzura, Tova L'Alam Haba, V'Hamayla HaLoikis, as we're going to see. V'yireh. Masha Amar Rechava, Shimoira al Dover Eloiki. Rechava is that it's godly. Sha'aretz Hazos Misugeles Lemaila Eloikis. That this land is Misugal. This land is designed for the godly level. Zenirmas Belashon Urechava. That's Roimez in the Lashon Urechava. Shein Suros Tsarois Bidvaram Hanivdalim. Rakat Tsarois Bagashmin. When it comes to physical things, there's narrowness. When it comes to spiritual things, there's no tsarus, there's nothing narrow. Everything is expansive. That's awesome. Shem bale roichak. That physical things are spatial, so they can have narrowness. Shein geshem nichnas begeshem. One physical thing cannot enter into another physical thing. In other words, each one has to be in their boundary. You can't go into the boundary of someone else. So therefore, you have object number one over here, object number two next to it, and it's tsar. Each one has to be in their own area, and they can't go into the other one's area, and there's no space. They can be right near each other. V'yesham tsarus, aval ha'aretz hi eloikis, ve'ein bat tsarus. As the Maharal says in many places, that the gather of Gagashmias is something with different directions. That it has pashtus up, down, north, south, east, west. So that's all, in the that all can be narrow when you're in the realm of space. Anytime you have rochak, it's together geshem. Anytime you have distant space, it's Gashmias. And emsa is distant from all the different sides, so emsa is not considered. That's why Beis Hamikdash is be'emsa olam, Rabbeinu explains. Nakdama shlishis, because it doesn't have. It's nivdol min atzadim shem rechokim. It's separate from the sides, which are distances. So one can say you can also be narrow. You have on the sides, and then you have the middle, which is also. Depends how far away the sides are from the middle. If they're far away, then it's expansive for the middle. And if they're not far away, then it's not. And also, if they're far away, then the north is far away from the south and from the east and the west. So this is all Kabbalah or some type of philosophy that I'm not privy to. Any event, so when you're in the realm of Gashmias, there's narrowness. When you're in the realm of Ruchnias, it's all expansive. Chutz Laretz is considered narrow. There's narrow things. Eretz Yisrael is the Maila Lokis. That's Erech Rechava. What's the Spitz? What's the C of the Gashmias? Answer. The answer is, of course, Mitzrayim. That's why it's called Mitzarim, narrow places. Mitzrayim is Tsarus, it's narrow. Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Rechava. That's why Hashem took us, Al Shatz Yisanum Eretz Mitzrayim, took us out of Mitzrayim, He brought us to Eretz Tova Rechava. So Rechava means that it's spiritual, there's nothing narrow, it's wide, it's expansive. Also, it says Tova. Tova is it's good L'Inyanei Olam Hazeh. It says in the Gemara, in Bava Kama, from the Dalet Omid Beis, that in the Dibros Lechshonos, it doesn't say the word Tov, and Dibros Achronos, it does. Kavi Kibet Aveim Ma'an Yitav Lach. Why not in the first ones? Because the first ones were broken. And the Teferis Yisrael, he brings this mimer, and he writes that the Luchos Rishonos are not Roy Lefi Olam Hazeh, and therefore it doesn't say Tov. Because Tov is said about Metzius. The Metzius is Roy V'Tov. And therefore, my separation is Ve'al can keep Tov, that the Metzius is Roy V'Tov. But the Luchos Rishonim, they weren't fitting for the Metzius of this world. And therefore, it doesn't say Tov. Luchos Shneim, it says Tov, because that's the Metzius of this world. They're part of the reality of this world. Ki Aretz Tova in Yanei Olam Hazeh, V'zeh Niska V'Lashin Tova. Good for this world, the part of the Metzius of this world. So again, Rechava, expansive, spiritual, Maila Lokis. Tova, good for this world, good for the Gashmis of this world. And then you have Rechava. And what's Rechava? So Rabbeinu says, Rechava Nemra She'aretz Toiv Lo'ilam Haba. Toiv Lo'ilam Haba. Which is an Oilam HaNivdal. Because Rechava is Nivdal. Rechava is that it's separate from this world. This world is narrow, and the next world is the Oilam HaNivdal, the separate world, is expansive. As Rabbeinu writes in the Hakdama, Derech Chaim on page Chof Ches Amar Aleph, Olam Haba she'ein sham achila v'shtiyo mesulaka Olam Haba min haguf niyas lagamri. In Olam Haba there's no eating and drinking, there's no physicality at all. That's the world of Pshitus. It's expansive, mitpashet. It's nifshat me'achomer. So that's Olam Haba. Olam Haba is a kadosh, it's nivdal. And that's the Rechava, that it's Maile Lokis, Shaykh Tolam Haba. Moshe Fligu Chamzal, Maile Saretz, Binyan Eguf, Shevach Peres Eretz, Shevach Cholvram, Asher Baretz. You have that it's good in Gashmias, that's Tova, it's Rechava, it's good in Ruchnias. Vesh Baretz in Yanaloki, Vefligu. So, it says about Eretz Yisrael, it's called Eretz Tzvi. That the skin of the Tzvi expands. As the deer expands, so too the sin expands, so too Eretz Yisrael. When the Jews are here, so it expands with us, making more space. Kiviyachol. And when we're not, then it contracts. So we have the Tova, that it's good for Olam Hazeh, it's a Metzius. We have the We have the rechava, that it's expansive. It's not narrow. It has the maile lokis, like olam haba. Kasher tavin el shlosh dvarim eretz chanda tov rechava tavin od dvarim niflay meod. Ki hem shlosh ma'alos u'lamala mizu. So you have these 3 miles. What about chemda? How does chemda fit in? Hachemda ain't a rak chemda sa'ayin vein zemaila atzmis. Chemda is just that it looks good. But it's not a maila atzmis vein zari dever nechma ain't a rak lamara bilva. So it's a dever nechma, it's just view. It looks good. Like it says by the Eitz Hadas, it was nechmad lamare. So it looks good. It's a beautiful land. Right? You can have a girl. She's very beautiful, but nothing inside. So that's Eretz Yisrael. I mean, nothing, Chas V'Shalom, but not as much as one would like. So that's Eretz Yisrael. On one hand, it has the beautiful externals. So that's Chemdas Ha'ayin. But it's not a Toiva Atzmis Davar Shu Lamare, for Ascholas Maila Bilvad. So that's only the beginning of a Maila when it looks good on the outside. There's something there, but it's not a Tov Gamur. And then you have Vayter. It's also Tova, which is a Tova Batsma. And it's meaning it's good for this world, it's a Metzias in this world, and it's also a Rechava. It has a Maile Lokis, Kamo Shebi'arnu L'mala V'Kasher Tovin. Oh, Teda, Ki L'Kolanim Tzayim, Yishchoymer V'Tzura. And when you understand this, you'll know that all Nimtzayim, everything that exists, has Chomer and Tzura. Like Rabbeinu writes, Paragimel, that every Yuma has two Bechinas. One, that they're a nation. That's B'Madregas HaChomer. V'Hasheni, Mitzad Shem Ami Yuchad V'Madregas HaTzura. In other words, there's something about the nation that they're just like any other nation. That's the Chomer of the nation. Then there's the Tzura, there's the unique qualities of this nation. And that's what Chazal were merames when they said Zachar and Nekeva Baram. Zachar is merames on the Tzura, and Nekeva is merames on the Chomer. And the Shleimus comes from the Tzura. So the Tzura is the Meimad HaRuchani Shel HaDavar. Tzura is the spiritual dimension. And every creation has a certain amount of spirituality, because they were created by Hashem, like Rabbeinu writes in Perek Hei and in the Mechon Yerushalayim edition, in the 116th footnote. And so writes the Tanya, Nishar Yichud Ve'emunah, Ki Dvarcha She'amarti Yirakiya B'Soch HaMayim, Teva Tzorosi Yaseh Elam, Nitzol Yisrael, Nisol B'Soch Rekiya Shemayim, Umul Abashis B'Soch Kol Rekim, Lo'olam Lech Yesem, Kol Yosias Mistakus Kereg, you have the letters that are giving life to everything. They would go away, we would stop existing. So these spiritual letters give the world their chiyus. Everything has to have a certain amount of spirituality in order to exist. So since b'chol nimtza there's a chomer and a tzura, so in Eretz Yisrael there's also a chomer and a tzura. V'yesh b'nimtza dvarim nimshach ha'machar ha'chomer, v'yesh b'nimtza dvarim nimshach ha'machar. So since everything has chomer and tzura, Eretz Yisrael also has Chomer and Tzura. Uvehetem lekach yesh be'eretz Yisrael dvarim nimshach ha'machar ha'chomer shebah, v'yesh ba dvarim nimshach ha'machar ha'tzura shebah. So there's certain things in Eretz Yisrael that go after the Chomer, and certain things that go after the Tzura. What's a loyma ki kol advar masher hem ba'aretz yesh b'hem ha'chemda. What's loyma ki mitzad ha'chomer shebehem ha'chemda. V'zeh mora al malas ha'chomer shel ha'nimtzayim shem ba'aretz. She'ein behem min hara. Ki chemda ne'emar al davar she'esh bo ha'tov. Ze chemda. So, mitzad the chomer, they're good in the chomer. And that's the mile of the chomer, that it's good, it's positive. Ein behem min hara. That's part of the chemda of Eretz Yisrael, that it has no ra. Chemda is what's nira le'inayim. What's nira le'inayim here has no ra. And that's what chomer is. Chomer is what's galu. What's revealed, what's exposed. V'tovetz an alomikim mitzad ha'tzureim tovim. So Eretz Yisrael is good mitzad the chomer. Eretz Yisrael is good mitzad the tzura, the spiritual dimension. So just physical good is not good. External good is not good. So it has to also have something internal. And that's the tova. And that's the mile of the tsura, shua tov gamma. The rechava, right, because the tsura is the essence of the matter. It's not only how it looks. And rechava yamaila umaila lokis yoser alyonash ishba maila nevdelis. That's the maila lokis, the tsura. Sha'aretz muchenes al dvarim ha'lokim. That the earth is prepared for spiritual things. And so that's what, again, chemda is the way it looks. Tova, that it's good, it has good, it's good in positive chomer. I mean positive in the tzura. Not only the external, not only what's exposed, but it also has the extura, the tzura, the spiritual dimension. And then Rechavet has a special maila locus. It has a special spiritual level, godly level. And that's Pshat in the Gemara. Moshe Rabbeinu, why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to come to Eretz Yisrael? Because of the fruits? No, because of the mitzvahs. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to enter the land because it's an Eretz Chemda Tova. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to enter the land because it's an Eretz Rechava. And that's the Gemara, B'chilecho Mipir Yutzarech, Olispo Mituvu Yutzarech. It's the Lashon of the Gemara. So, Lecho Mipir, that's Keneged Eretz Chemda. That's like Rabbeinu writes, Ki Mitzara Choymer Shebehem HaChemda. It's a more amalas HaChoymer Shanam Tzayim. So that's good Choymer. So that's Lechol Mipiria. For Lisboa Mituva, that's Eretz Toiva. And that's not why Moshe Rabbeinu wanted, but rather the mitzvahs, which are the Maila Lokis. And that's the Perish Al Derech Emes. And these are Gimel Mailas, are known to the Chachamim. And that might be the Sphiris of Malchus, Tiferes, and Bina, Keneged Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And as Rabbeinu explains elsewhere, Al Derech HaKabbalah and Nesiv HaVod in the 18th chapter, which we won't get into. And I call Derech Echad Lameivin. So it's all one Derech. In other words, we have Keneged Arei Atov HaMoil, like we saw before. Then we have Tova Rechava. As Olam Haz and Olam Haba, because as we said, Olam Haz is Tsar, and Olam Haba is expansive. So that's the Toiva. It's good in Olam Haz, but that's narrow. It's also Rechava. It's Olam Habadik. And we also have Keneged Nechmad Lamara, that it looks good. And then it's Toiva Be'etzem. And it's essentially good, it's a mitzias. And then it's a maile locus. And it's also connected to chomer, tsura, and maile locus. The chomer is the chemda, tsura is the tova, and then there's the maile locus. And then he says, I call derech echad. In other words, the last two drachim. Nechmad lamara tova be'etzem maile locus. Nechmad lamara is chomer, tova be'etzem is tsura. And the Maila Lokis is, in both cases, the Maila Lokis. So, Chari is not referring to all four, it's Beirim, only two, or maybe all four. The Maharal likes to do that in numerous places. He says it's all one. They all go back to the same place, same Yisod. So it's Hashem, in the next shir we will continue, b'vineder, and see more neflos mitaras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.